Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to In the Studio with Lena and my producer and co-host, Chauvinet. Chauvinet.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
I just love her to death. Anyway, welcome to the Essence of Success radio network that is owned and operated by a woman, and the network is about women. It's an all-women's network. So thank you for joining us today. Our show today is about comedy. So it's a comedy show, and this is what's going to happen. All right, everybody, let's end March on a good note, which is laughter for the soul. You got jokes? Well, baby, bring it on. We will have our clown shoes on as well. Good jokes? Funny story, something happened that was funny, or maybe you just have a funny routine. Join us for fun and laughter today, folks, for an hour. Let's put that smile on your face and a giggle in your heart. It's all about the laughter. The phone number to the show is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. I don't have any announcements this week. I'm sorry, your birthdays, but I will check with Ms. Chauvinet. Did you have anything?
Just a shout-out to my boy, Cheyenne. Happy birthday. And happy birthday, Kika.
Oh, that's right. Happy birthday, Kika. All righty. Yeah. Well, with that, Chauv, you know what time it is. That's right, folks. It's entertainment news. And, boy, do we have some news this week for you. Oh, my. What's going on with Judge Joe Brown? You know, I like me some Judge Joe Brown. Since he left the TV courtroom last year, the popular judge has made headlines for all the wrong reasons, y'all. He was arrested. Excuse me. He was arrested a few days ago after going off in a courtroom session in Memphis. Excuse me, I should have drank some water. Judge Brown was representing a client when he got into it with the presiding judge. Say what? Their screaming match became so intense, the judge found Brown in contempt and threw him in jail. Last year, Judge Brown made the internet rounds after being videotaped drunk with a group of young women. Judge Brown is very married, so it wasn't a good look.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. What you doing out there, Judge O'Brien?
You know better.
I know. Well, viewers are loving Billy Dee Williams on Dancing with the Stars. He may not be the best dancer on the show, but his fans love him. Williams is 76. Years old, is an acting legend with a body of work that includes iconic movies like Star Wars, Lady Sings the Blues, Batman, Brian's Song. With a huge following from those hits, his legion of fans are voting to keep him on the show. He even tweeted me back when I told him to just have fun and enjoy the show. Go, Billy Dee! All right.
Isn't he kicked off now, though?
I don't know. I didn't see this past week.
Oh, I thought he'd been kicked off. I thought he did. I don't watch the show, so don't ask me.
Yeah, well, hello. Me either. But I don't know. I might, though, because they do have some, a nice lineup this year. So you know what? I just might do that.
I know NeNe Leakes is still on there.
Yeah, well, NeNe can dance. Remember, NeNe came off the pole, so she can dance.
Oh, yeah.
Go, NeNe. And more Dancing with the Star news, Good Morning American anchor Robin Roberts will be on the show Monday, March 31st, which is tomorrow morning, tomorrow evening, as a guest judge. So the show airs every Monday, I believe, at 8 o'clock on ABC. And the Queen Latifah show will air reruns, on the BET network. Yay, I like her show.
I saw that. I saw BET was picking up her show, so they were going to repeat the season one?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
She got renewed, evidently, for season two. But, yeah, but she has a really good show for young women. I said women between 25 to 40. It's an excellent show. Excellent. I mean, she has things for older women, too, but, I mean, it's kind of geared to that generation. You know, 30 to 40 kind of in there. So I enjoyed it. It's a good show. Well, who cheated first in the marriage between Robin Thicke and Paula Patton? And is Thicke a sex addict? The pair have been separated for over a month, and shocking details are emerging about their marriage. Thicke is doing his best to win his wife back, but she has told friends she feels he is a sex addict. And with his newfound crossover success, it may be too late. Meanwhile, how close did Patton get to with Denzel Washington? According to published reports, Patton got very close to the Oscar winner during their first film, 2006, Deja Vu. Meanwhile, Thicke insists he and Patton are in a happy place.
Okay. We shall see. You know, damn well did not happen between her and Denzel. He loves his wife
too
much. Oh,
no. Mm-mm. He loves Pauletta. He ain't stupid. Well, congratulations to reality star Evelyn Lozada and baseball Carl Crawford. They are the proud parents of a baby boy, Carl Lee. Now, that's what you call ditch digging with skills. Okay, I can give it to you, girl. You got skills. Okay, the WeTV channel has renewed the reality series, Braxton Family Values and SW Sisters with Voices for new seasons. Meanwhile, Tamar also has a hit on her hands with her talk show, The Real. The show features actress Tamara of Sister Sister and Singa and Drina Balan of the Cheetah Girls, comedian Lonnie Love, and actress Jenny Mai, How Do I Look? The chemistry between the ladies is amazing. The show did great during its summer test run and got pretty good reviews, so it got renewed. The Real season's premiere will be on Fox September the 15th. Well, Pharrell Williams will be the special guest April 5th on Saturday Night Live with host actress Anna Kendrick. Pharrell will soon be gracing the cover of the latest GQ magazine. Well, congratulations, brother. Glad to hear
Go
that.
Go Pharrell.
Mm-hmm. Wow. 'Cause I'm happy. I love that song. That is really a beautiful song, because I'm happy, or happy. Will Downing is back with a new project. So glad to hear that. And the title of it is called Euphoria. Downing will be touring and playing throughout the cities this summer. Well, for all you Scandal fans, I love me some Scandal, and I'm sure a lot of you do out there. Well, Scandal star may need Olivia Pope to get him out of this one. Actor Columbus Short, who plays Harrison, has been arrested and charged with felony battery. He faces up to 4 years in state prison for a restaurant brawl. The actor who plays Harrison Wright on ABC's powerhouse drama Scandal had brushes with the law before. Earlier this year, he was charged with misdemeanor spousal battery. In 2010, he was also charged with felony battery, but cut a deal for a no-contest plea to disturbing the peace a year later. Scandal executive producer Rhonda Shimes doesn't tolerate a lot of controversy. Hello, that doesn't help her shows. Short may want to talk to once exiled Grey's Anatomy actor Isaiah Washington. 7 years ago, Washington was fired from the popular show Shonda Rhimes produced ABC drama because of his homophobic remarks. that he made on the set that got out publicly. Washington is returning at the end of the season as Dr. Preston Burke to help his former TV love interest, Christina Yang, who is Sandra Oh, wrap up her storyline on Grey's. What you think, Shaw?
You know, I will keep Columbia short in my prayers. I mean, he's a grown man. He knows better. Don't let the fame get to your head. And apparently him and his wife are okay because they were out seen a couple of days ago walking their baby in a stroller. So, and they were smiling, laughing. So I guess everything's okay at home.
Okay, well, hope so. Because she doesn't like controversy.
If he keeps it up, he'll be replaced.
Hey, just like Isaiah Washington was.
Yeah, and you see that show still in...
Still in progress. Yes, ma'am. Actress Zoe Saldana is in talks to play the legendary Eartha Kitt in a new movie. Kitt died in 2008 from colon cancer. Saldana is already doing the Nina Simone project in a movie, which is bringing her some controversy because of the striking differences in the appearance of both women. Yeah, how did you get... Maybe they're just the story of her, but she doesn't look anything like Nina Simone. She's dark complected and she has a round face. So no, Saldana doesn't look anything like Nina Simone. So I can understand the controversy. Usually when you do a bio, you try and look like the one you're doing the bio about, like Jamie Foxx did with Ray Charles.
Yeah, that was eerie how close he looked.
Yeah, and same with Halle Berry when she did Dorothy Dandridge. But Zoe, no, she nowhere matches up close to
No, I just pulled
Nina
her pictures
Simone.
Up, and you're right. She doesn't. I would have thought of Kimberly Lease to play that role.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she does. She reminds me of Kimberly Lease. Or Nina. Kimberly Lease reminds me of Nina Simone. They could have picked someone closer to that.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, for sure, huh? Money talks and what? BS walks. Well, actress Alfred Woodard is returning to TV as the first female African-American U.S. president. Woodard has joined the cast of the new NBC show State of Affairs, which debuts this fall. Well, all you hip-hop artists, your boy Diddy is changing his name again, back to Sean Puffy Combs. In between, he had Puffy, and then he had P. Diddy, but now he's back to where he started for his new album. Hello, I said new album by Sean Puffy Combs. All right. Y'all might want to know. That's what I said, too. Okay, look for a new book from Oprah Winfrey based on her essays from Old Magazine titled What I Know for Sure. This book is coming out in September. And speaking of Oprah, the life story of Darlene Love is coming to OWN. Love is the famed background singer and actress who got her due later in life. Love's book, My Name is Love, details her life as a background singer. For the stars including Bruce Springsteen, Elvis Presley, Tom Jones, Aretha Franklin, and many others. She was tied contractually to music legend Phil Spector, which delayed her career for many years. Love ventured into acting, becoming famous for her role as Danny Glover's wife in the Lethal Weapon movies. The book also discusses her love affair with Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers. Love Story is also chronicled in the Academy Award-winning documentary 20 Feet from Stardom, which is out on DVD. The Darlene Love movie will air on OWN later this year.
Sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. And that is all that I have for entertainment news for today. So we'll take a real quick break, and Shaba's going to come back with news of the weird and sports, because you know it's March Madness. So we'll be right back pretty quick. And remember, today is comedy show Bring Your Jokes, and that phone number is 646 646- 727-2914, and I want to let you know the chat room is open. So if you can't get in on the phone or maybe you don't want to talk on the air, go in the chat room and Nina will let us know what your joke is. All right, see you in 2 and 2. Well, welcome back, everyone, to In the Studio. This is your host, Linus, on the Essence of Success Radio Network, run by and for women. Hello, somebody. Thank you for coming back. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. My co-host and producer, Chabonet, is going to come forward, and the chat room is open. So you're welcome to go in the chat room. Nina's there to assist you or relay your joke. If you don't want to tell it on air, that's okay. Okay, Chabonet, she's going to tell us about News of the Weird and NCAA March Madness.
News of the Weird are stories that are true, hilarious, crazy, around the world. And newsoftheweird.com advertises these stories, and they're just too funny not to share. And I'll start off with the latest religious messages. Pastor Alan Parker conducts services in the nude for the nude, according to a February report on WWBT-TV in Richmond, Virginia. Parker's Whitetail Chapel is located on a similarly named nudist resort in Ivar, Virginia. And even in winter, when disrobing visitors are scarce, the chapel is open for all kinds of people. In summertime, when naked people abound, the chapel services are often standing room only. Bearing the body to Christ is hardly unusual, Parker reminded, since that's the way we all come into the world.
Oh, my God. Now, is it standing room only? Does that mean everybody's at attention? I'm just curious.
I mean, I don't know. I have no idea, and I'm not going there with that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just can't help that. I mean, I know you're reading it, but it was just like, it's an opening. There's an opening.
Yeah. Open. It's just disturbing that you give church in the nude. But to each his own. I mean, however you get your praise on, I guess, is the point.
They have a nudist camp, so, you know, why not? They want to,
you
know, God said come as you are, so damn.
He keeps it real.
Just
after a February 11th, after a February 11th explosion at a natural gas well in Greene County, Pennsylvania, killed one worker, burned for 4 days, and caused massive traffic jams and other inconveniences, the public relations response of well owner Chevron was merely to give away vouchers for pizza and soda at local hangout Bobtown Pizza. Environmentalists were outraged at Chevron's let-them-eat-cake-pizza attitude, but CBS News found quite a few locals who supported Chevron's response. For one thing, Bobtown's pizza is apparently highly regarded. Wow, Lord have mercy.
I need some of that pizza.
Apparently. James DeGursky, age 41, serving life in prison for a cold-blooded mass murder during a botched robbery in a restaurant in Palestine, Illinois, in 1993, was awarded $451,000 by a jury recently after a prison guard punched him in the face, necessitating complex surgery. Said a parent of one of DeGursky's victims, if broken bones are worth $500,000, how much are the seven victims' lives worth?
Wow.
Hello, somebody. Hello.
Isn't that crazy?
That
because
aren't
of prison.
Law, then, you need to do something about that job.
I know. That's disturbing in more ways than one.
Yep.
I can't even understand how that's even possible. Number two, former star soccer goalie Bruno Fernandes de Souza, 28 years old, serving 22 years in prison in Brazil for the murder of his girlfriend and feeding a part of her body to his dogs, was granted work release in March by prison officials, with the quote-unquote work assignment being to play soccer for a Brazilian pro team that, upon learning of the rehabilitation law, signed him to a contract and urged his release. What the hell is going on? Are you kidding me?
Damn.
Crew expendable. That's what it said in the Alien film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go, because that right there is just ridiculous. I'm just lost at words right now. I truly am.
My
anyhow,
dollar, y'all.
Yeah, that... Ooh. Aristocrats, Florida selfies. Number one, Spencer Toner, 79 years old, was arrested for indecent exposure in a McDonald's parking lot in January in Bonetta Springs, Florida, after complainants said Toner was watching pornograph on his laptop computer and masturbating, a downside of McDonald's early on company-wide adaption of Wi-Fi.
What?
What
did you say?
I'm sorry.
He was masturbating in McDonald's.
McDonald's adapted Wi-Fi, so this old pervert connected his computer to their Wi-Fi and was able to watch pornography and masturbate in the parking lot of McDonald's.
Well, is that one that you can have it your way? I mean, I'm just
That's Burger King. That's Burger King.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that was the downside. Yeah. In December, Francis Bianco, 76 years old, was arrested shortly after noon for indecent exposure in the parking lot of a Winn-Dixie grocery store in Fort Myers Beach, Florida. Bianco protested, claiming he was merely urinating, apparently, though, not to be as offensive. And William Gibson, 50 years old, was charged with lewd behavior in front of a store in Jensen Beach, Florida. Wow, Florida. In November, after he began, according to the police report, fluffing his genitals and performing other genital-related activities.
Don't
people,
ever eat,
please.
Mountain oysters.
Stay out of Florida. I don't know what's going on in Florida, but stay out
Florida
of Florida.
Florida is the new Babylon, haven't you heard?
Apparently so.
Apparently.
Oh, my Lord.
Exactly.
And those are the stories for the news of the weird. Now, on to March Madness. In the first quarter right now, playing is Kentucky and Michigan. Well, let's back up. We're doing the Elite Eight, people. Took place March 29th and today the 30th, which will then move into Final Four, which takes place April 5th. But as for the Elite Eight, Florida beat Daytona 62-52. Wisconsin and Arizona, sorry, my AZ fans, y'all are out. They lost by 1 point, 64-63. Excuse me, that was the South Bracket and the West Bracket. In the East Bracket,
okay,
Connecticut,
yeah.
UConn beat Michigan State 60-54.
Oh,
and
no.
Right now playing is Kentucky and Michigan. First quarter, Michigan has beaten Kentucky 34-32. So in the Final Four right now, Florida will play Connecticut on April 5th, time to be determined. Whoever wins between Michigan and Kentucky will play Wisconsin.
Okay.
And
how
those,
about Wisconsin?
Huh? I'm sorry?
Wisconsin.
Yeah. What did I say? Wisconsin? Did I say Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Wisconsin, thank you.
Okay.
So those teams will play on April 4th, and then it'll come down to April 7th, which is the championship, which will take place in Arlington, Texas.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh. They'll be down there with who's your guy in Arlington? Oh, God, the comedy, the cartoon.
What?
Shop.
Oh, King of the Hill. That's Arlen, Texas. Arlen, Texas.
Oh, Arlen. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I don't speak Texas Ebonics. You got to help me.
Yeah, Arlen, Texas. And for my NBA fans, for the games today, Cavaliers beat the Pacers 90-76. The Thunder beat the Pacers 116-96. And in the first quarter, the Timberwolves are beating the Nets 22-19, and the Magic is beating the Raptors 22-21. Later on tonight, the Bulls will play the Celtics at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. our time. The Knicks will play the Warriors 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Eastern our time. And, oh, sorry, there's more games. The Grizzlies and the Trailblazers play 6 p.m. our time, 9 p.m. Eastern, and the Suns will play the Lakers, more likely they'll whoop them, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 West Coast.
I thought
and
that the Grizzlies played the Blazers last weekend.
No, they're playing the Trailblazers this weekend. Well, they're playing them today.
Okay.
So I don't know if they played it before.
I want to see that Bulls and Celtics game. That's going to be a good game.
That'll be a good game.
Nah, they don't whoop the Lakers. The Lakers are 24-48. They suck this season, and the Suns are 44-29.
No, she said Bulls and Celtics.
Oh, sorry. Oh, no, that'll probably the Bulls will take them. The Bulls are 40-32. The Celtics are 23-49. Ugh.
Yeah, I have to admit, they've been doing pretty good. They're
yeah,
not
the Bulls are having a good season.
Uh-huh, they are. They are. Well, skippity-doo. All right. Well, Shaw, was that it?
Those are the sports of this week.
Okay, we're going to take another quick two-minute break, and we'll be back with jokes. Hang in there, folks. That's in
woo-hoo.
The studio with Linus and...
I like my
whoa,
short,
you got
and
jokes.
I like them tall. I like them hairy, and I like them bald. But if you want to know what makes my heart... back down. a little thing to you, but it's everything to us. And when you hear that cold, wet, splashing sound, you'll know that you forgot to put the seat back down. Help me, everybody. Put the seat back down.
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 Don't you know my butt ain't half that big around? Put the seat back down.
Put the seat back down.
Put the seat back down. For a little potty talk.
Potty talk.
That's right, I said potty talk. And I'm not from Boston. So I'm asking you, do you want a potty?
Yeah.
I said, do you want a potty?
Yeah.
All right, then shoot straight, you guys. And try not to mess it up. And for goodness sake, put the seat back down. Otherwise, you're just gonna piss me off. Take me to the throne and drop me in. It says you love me. It tells me you care. It says you like a girl with a dry derriere. It says you're a man and you understand that you give a poop where my hiney will land.
I don't think we can hear you, Miss Linus.
I'm sorry, I'm just talking. Thank you for joining us back with Linus, in the studio with Linus and my co-host and producer, Chauvinet. Today's show is a comedy show. If you got jokes, and the phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And the chat room is open, and Miss Nina's in there waiting to chat with you, so come on in.
Isn't Brenda on the line with us? No?
Yes, she is. Brenda is here.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's get these going.
Yeah. All right. So does anybody have a joke they want to start off with?
Well, here's one.
Okay.
Why was Noah the best businessman in the Bible? He floated his stock while everybody else was being liquidated. Wait, I got one more. What do you call a nun?
I
got to
give you a laugh on that one. That was a good one. Okay, go ahead.
Wait, what do you call a nun in a wheelchair? Virgin Mobile.
Oh, that's wrong. That is really wrong.
Oh, my
that
God.
Is wrong.
Here, this must be the stupid humor portion of this.
That is so wrong,
Virgin
Mobile. Ooh, okay,
okay, no, that's. I just got a couple of more. Let's see. Let's see. Police officer rolls up on a dude and says, "How high are you?" And the pothead said, "No, officer, it's high. How are you?" I didn't know the difference. That's for my grammar people.
Wow.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, I got one. A husband and wife are trying to set up a new password for the computer like everybody does. And the husband puts, "My penis." And the wife falls on the ground laughing because on the screen it says, not long enough.
Wow.
A boss said to a secretary, I want to have sex with you. I will make it very fast. I'll throw $1,000 on the floor. By the time you bend down to pick it up, I'll be done. So the secretary thought about it for a moment, called her boyfriend, told him the story. Her boyfriend said, do it, but ask him for $2,000 instead and pick up the money very fast, and he won't have time to get enough or even time to undress himself. So she agrees. Half an hour goes by, and the boyfriend decides to call his girlfriend. He asks, what happened? She responds, that bastard used coins. I'm still picking, and he's still fucking.
Yo.
Well.
Gross. Lord have mercy.
A little girl and boy are fighting about the differences between the sexes and which one is better. Finally, the little boy drops his pants and says, here's something I have and you'll never have. The little girl is pretty upset by this since it is clearly true and runs home crying. A while later, she comes running back with a smile on her face. She drops her pants and says, my mommy says that with one of these, I can have as many of those I want.
What?
He told her he had something she didn't have. He showed him her penis. And she was crying. She went home and told her mom. Her mom sent her back and said, but she can have as many of those as she wants.
Oh, God.
Huh? Where y'all at?
Sorry, I was like, what?
A man is in a hotel lobby, and he wants to ask the clerk a question. As he turns to go to the front desk, he accidentally bumps into a woman beside him, and as he does, his elbow goes into her breast. They are both startled, and he says, ma'am, if your heart is as soft as your breast, I know you'll forgive me. She replies, if your penis is as hard as your elbow, I'm in room 1221.
Brother. So is sex the only funny thing today?
No.
Hey, I brought mine. I'm not using sex jokes.
Okay, I understand, but this is funny to me. The teacher asked Jimmy, why is your cat at school today, Jimmy? Jimmy replied, crying, because I heard my daddy tell my mommy, I'm going to eat that pussy once Jimmy leaves for school today.
Ew.
Ew.
Come on, stay up. Stay with me. Stay
with we me. Are with you. It's still gross.
I'm not with you.
Okay, last one on this one. A father and his six-year-old son are walking down the street, and they come across two dogs having sex. The boy is shocked by what he sees and asks his father, Daddy, what are they doing? The father, not wanting to lie to his son, says, they're just making a puppy. Okay, says the son, and the father is relieved that he doesn't probe any further. The next day, the son bursts into his parents' room and sees them having sex. The father jumps up and quickly covers himself, knowing he's in for an interesting talk, walks downstairs with him, and they sit at the dining room table. His son asks him, Daddy, what were you and Mommy doing? Again, wanting to be honest with his son, he says, me and Mommy were making a baby. His son pauses for a moment, thinking, and then he replies, flip Mommy over. I want a puppy.
Oh, gosh. Only you.
Clean. I thought that was clean.
It was too. As Brenda said, sexual. Well, I have one. Have you heard about the dyslexic devil worshiper? He sold his soul to Santa.
Now that's funny. When you said he was dyslexic. That's a good one. I have to give you that.
There you go.
Okay.
Then, did you ever hear about the dyslexic alcoholic? He walked into a bra.
Oh, damn. Damn.
I love these corny jokes. All right, Brenda, what you got since you're quiet? What you got?
Nothing. I got
I got one for you. Why are hurricanes sometimes named after women?
Why?
Because when they come, they're wild and wet, and when they go, they take your house and car with them.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, you're all on the sexual jokes today.
No, that's just a woman's joke. Okay.
Yeah,
go
you
ahead.
Are.
Brenda said something funny over the phone. She even forgot.
No, it was just something my grandfather did that he, and it's not a joke. It's just that there are these people that he was living with. They turned out to be complete freaks, but they were, I guess they were really into my grandfather, and they thought that my grandfather was teaching them all kinds of stuff, and the guy who was the caretaker, he was trying to explain to me that he's, you know, learning how to cook and all this stuff from my grandfather, and they lived on a lake where they could fish right there and get food for dinner. So he said, yeah, your grandfather taught me how to clean the fish and, you know, get it all ready for dinner and stuff. And grandfather just kind of said, hmm. And he said, well, I made dinner for you tonight. And he said, yeah, I pulled 3 scales off that fish. That, and I just, like, grandfather, if somebody makes you dinner, you can't. My grandfather is just a really, yeah, he wasn't even a perfectionist, but I should have known then those people were nuts because they actually kidnapped my grandfather and took us 6 months to find him, so.
Oh, my gosh.
So much for funny.
Sorry.
I got nothing. I tried to tell you. I got nothing. I don't normally tell jokes. I don't normally do jokes. And Ronnie's the person you need to talk to because he's the absolute jokester. Now, I have a joke.
Guy.
It's called the golf ball joke, but it's so long, and every time that I tell it, most people end up hating me.
Okay. How can
and
you spot the blind guy in a nudist colony? Tell me.
I don't know.
What?
It's not hard.
Well, I'm sorry. Say it again. I'm sorry.
How can you spot the blind guy in a nudist colony? It's not hard. God, you guys are slow. What are the 3 words you dread the most while making love? Honey, I'm home.
Oh, my gosh.
This is your
Why
mother.
Does the witch not wear panties when flying? Because she wants to get a better grip on that damn broom.
Ew. Oh, my gosh. Do you have any clean jokes? Anything that's not sexual?
It's coming.
A man was sitting in a bar and noticed a group of people using sign language. He also noticed that the bartender was using sign language to speak to them. When the bartender returned to the man asked, how did he learn to use sign language? The bartender explained that these were regular customers and had taught him to speak in sign. The man thought that was great. A few minutes later, the man noticed that the people in the group were waving their hands around very wildly. The bartender looked over and signed, now cut that out, I warned you, and threw the group out the bar. The man asked why had he done that, and the bartender said, if I told him once, I told him 100 times. No singing in the damn bar. They were waving their hands wildly. Really? My poor deaf people.
A mother was teaching her child, about the side effects of alcohol. She gives 2 short glasses, filling one with water, the other with whiskey. She says, I want you to see this. She puts a worm in the water, and it swims around. She puts a worm in the whiskey, and the worm dies immediately. She then says, feeling that she has made her point clear, what do you have to say about this experiment? And the child responds by saying, if I drink whiskey, I won't get worms.
I like that one.
Peter loves to drink at the local bar, but his wife disapproves of this. One night, he's at the bar and he gets extremely drunk. He tries to stand up, but immediately falls to the floor. He tries this a few more times. but each time he falls to the floor. People offer to help him, but he said no each time. He finally ended up dragging himself home and sneaking into bed, thinking his wife would never catch him. The next morning, Peter's wife says, "Pete, you bloody worthless idiot, no good drunkard, you were at the bar last night drinking again." Peter was confused. "How did you find out?" "The bar called. You left your wheelchair there?" Now, see, that was cute.
A drunk stumbles out of the bar and phones the police to report thieves had been in his car. They've stolen the dashboard, the steering wheel, the brake pedal, the radio, and even the accelerator, he cries out. However, before the police investigation could start, the phone rings a second time, and the same voice came over the line. "Never mind," he said with a hiccup. "I got in the back seat by mistake." Was a drunk driver. That's such a dumbass kids. Gotta love it.
I can't believe Jovene doesn't have more because she's totally a comedian.
I know.
What? Me?
I know. You have to think
I don't. What, you mean like
job.
Personal stories that have happened?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You always have me and Brenda laughing.
Oh, I've told so many. Let's see. The current one, I guess, would be the funniest. Let's see.
Oh, what about you looking poor? Remember that? You just happened to be about to go.
Last Saturday, I was out running my errands. Now, when I run my errands, I just throw a cap on, T-shirt, pants, tennis shoes, walk out the door. I don't feel I need to be cute because I'm just running errands. Well, that's going to be changed. And let me tell you why. Because as I was on 12th and Jackson, and that's in Seattle, Washington, getting my meats from my Asian stores, a gentleman walked up on me, my brother, and said, "Excuse me, sister, you're selling food stamps." And my response in turn was, "What? What is it about my appearance that makes you think I'm on the system?" So, of course, he starts to laugh at this point and goes, no, you know, I'm just looking for some food stamps. Me, I'm like, no, what you just told me is I look poor. So he falls over laughing. I admit I start laughing. He's like, nah, sister, you have a good day. I was like, you too, since you told me I look poor. I almost got in my car and drove back to Auburn and changed. But I kept on going. That's what happens to Chop. He said, "I look poor. I don't care what anybody says. I don't knock folks on the system as long as you're not abusing it. But I'm not on the system. Apparently, I look like it." And I did. I looked a bit tacky, but I didn't think I looked that tacky. It's all good, though.
Okay.
Only happens to me. And then one time I was coming up the stairs from the train, and usually I hop every other step just to stretch my calves, warm up my thighs. That's just my thing. So I missed the step and bit it right there on the steps. Now, of course, I have people behind me. Now, I'm trying to get up and just keep it pushing. Oh, no. Oh, no. Here goes this lady. And bless her heart, she really was trying to help me. She spreads her arms wide. "Stop. Everybody stop right now. Right there. You see, this poor young lady has fallen, and she has fallen hard." At this point, I'm like, oh, my God, someone kill me. I'm like, it's okay. She's like, "Everybody just freeze while I help her up." I'm like, how about you just spread the police tape around, okay? It's not this serious. So she's helping me. "You okay, baby? You okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm fine. My knees are tore up at this point, but it's okay. I'm just trying to move on like other people who are trying to get up the stairs." She's like, "I said back off. Hold on. Are you sure you're okay? Come on, honey. I got you." I was like, oh, my God. I just want to crawl in my jacket and zip it over my head. And then other people are like, "Are you okay? Are you fine?" "Yeah, you fell pretty hard." I know. I know. And thank you. I know. Like, oh, God. And bless this woman. She was so sweet. She helped me up the stairs, helped me across the street because I was limping. I mean, I tumbled bad. But it was just, she just stopped everybody and just made a whole big scene about it. And I'm like, oh, I'm kidding.
Everybody can
tomorrow.
Look at you being a fallen mess.
Wait, you know you got to tell the one about Chestnut. Come on now.
Oh, and then, of course, where I work is very entertaining in downtown Seattle. If you work in downtown Seattle, period, or even in your own metropolitan city in your state, you know it's always something. So, of course, this hooker was released recently from our jail. And me and my two other colleagues were just standing outside chit-chatting, taking a break. And she walks up. She's holding a conversation with us. Cool hooker, you know, not disrespectful at all. And I'm holding a piece of tissue to my chin because I had scratched a pimple and apparently took my skin off. So she's like, "Are you okay, honey?" And I said, "Oh, I'm fine." I said, "Just scratched my skin. I'm holding. That's why I'm holding this tissue." And she was like, "Uh-uh, honey. You are too beautiful. You can't do that. You are a Nubian's chestnut." I was like, "Oh, well thank you. I appreciate that." She's like, "Mm-hmm, because black don't crack." I was like, "Thank you." And I'm going to go on inside with that one. So now at work, people refer to me as Nubian Chestnut. I had to get NC or Nubian Chestnut. Can you look at this paperwork for me? I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm just fly off the handle.
A mess. I got a law joke for you, Shaw, because this is you, lawyer.
Oh, give it
now,
to me.
Okay, lawyer, now that you have been acquitted, will you tell me truly, did you steal that car? Client, after hearing your amazing argument in court this morning, shoot, I'm beginning to think I didn't.
Ow.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Oh, gosh.
At the height of a political corruption trial, the prosecuting attorney attacked a witness. "Isn't it true," he bellowed, "that you accepted $5,000 to compromise this case?" The witness stared out the window as though he hadn't heard the question. "Isn't it true that you accepted $5,000 to compromise this case?" the lawyer repeated. The witness still did not respond. Finally, the judge leaned over and said, "Sir, please answer the question." "Oh," the startled witness said, "I thought he was talking to you."
That's a good one. I like that one. Oh, gosh. Oh, that's funny.
In a murder trial, the defense attorney was cross-examining the coroner. "Before you signed the death certificate, did you take the pulse, listen to the heart, or check for breathing?" "No." "So when you signed the death certificate, you weren't sure the man was dead, were you?" "Well, the man's brain was in a jar on my desk, but I suppose he could still have been practicing law for a living."
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
Two cowboys not yet old enough to be in school were overheard talking at the zoo one day. "My name is Billy. What's yours?" asked the first boy. "Tommy," replied the second. "My daddy is an accountant." "What does your daddy do for a living?" asked Billy. Tommy replied, "My daddy's a lawyer." "Honest?" asked Billy. "No, just the regular kind," replied Tommy.
Oh, damn. Damn. Oh, my gosh.
Another good one. This is another job. A man needs some legal help, walks into a law firm. He asked an attorney, "If I give you $300 to help answer two legal problems I have, will you help me?" The attorney replies, "Sure. What's the other question?"
Oh, wow.
That's a job. That's a shot. I done got the first 300. This is what I'm on.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, my gosh. Excuse me. Here's one. What is a stoner's idea of a balanced diet? A joint in each hand. What do you call a family that grows marijuana in their backyard? A joint family.
Oh,
I love
God.
A corny joke.
Oh,
gotta
God.
Love it.
You like your jokes kind of like your monster movies, don't you?
Yes, I do. Corny and funny.
Okay.
A guy walks into a bank and says to the teller at the window, I want to open, now excuse my language, FCC line one, I want to open a fucking checking account. To which the lady replied, I beg your pardon, what did you say? Listen up, damn it. I said I want to open a fucking checking account right now. Sir, I'm sorry, but we do not tolerate that kind of language in this bank. The teller left the window and went over to the bank manager and told him about her situation. They both returned, and the manager asked, what seems to be the problem here? There's no damn problem, the man said. I just won $50 million in the lottery. I just won $50 million in the lottery, and I want to open a fucking checking account in this damn bank. I see, sir, the manager said, and this bitch is giving you a hard time.
Oh, gosh, I like that. She fired.
Yep.
Oh, that was
Here's what? Huh?
Okay.
No, because there was a real situation like that with Bank of America when I worked there.
Get out of here, really?
Well, I don't know if people live in the Pacific Northwest. There's a bank, it was called Bank of California, and it had a grandfather clause because it actually had banks in California, and they were grandfathered in to be able to do banking across state lines, whereas all the other banks, because they didn't have those other banks, weren't able to do that. That's before they changed a lot of the regulations. So there was a lot of wealthy people who banked there, and this man banked there, and he was in pretty grubby clothes. I guess he had went camping, and he came in, and he wanted to get out, something like, he wanted to cash a check or something like that. It was a real meager amount, like $25. It was so pathetically low, I don't even understand why any teller would ignore it, except they were being snotty about the way he was dressed. And they demanded all this ID beyond his driver's license. And so he went to see the manager, and the manager's like, well, yeah, we can't cash that without a better ID. And so he walked into, at the time it's called Seafirst Bank, which was still Bank of America. And they sent for this guy, his name was Terry Turner, and he was the head troubleshooter for Bank of America in Seattle at that time, and he had come to speak to us in my division, and he said that man had several million dollars up big yang, and he said he wanted all of his money transferred at that moment. Yep, Bank of California lost a huge account, but it was just based on the way they look. So any Bank of America, if you go in there and you're messed up looking, they should be taking care of you regardless. But, yeah, that was just such a huge account. And
wow,
it's just hard to believe. But, yeah, that happened while I was working there. So that wasn't
wow.
That's not even a legend or a myth. This is real.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, here's one. I'm sorry. You were still going?
No, I was just like, yeah, of course.
A boy told his father, Dad, you need to embrace your mistakes. The father cried, and then he turned around and hugged me and my sister.
Oh.
He was embracing his mistakes.
Oh, damn. That is cold. That is cold. God, that is cold. A man and a woman met in an elevator. Where are you headed today? The man asked, oh, I'm going downstairs to give blood. How much do you get paid for giving blood? About $20. Wow, says the man. Well, I'm going up to donate sperm at the sperm bank. It pays $100. The woman angrily gets off the elevator. Next day, the man and woman meet in the elevator again. Fancy meeting you again. Where are you off to today? Sperm bank, she says with her mouth full. Sperm bank, she says with her mouth
full.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's gross. That is gross.
Oh, Lord. A doctor has been attending a rich old man for some time, but it became apparent that the old chap had not long to live. Accordingly, the doctor advised his wealthy patient to put his affairs in order. Oh, yes, I've done that, said the old gentleman. I've only got to make a will. And do you know what I'm going to do with all my money? I'm going to leave it to the doctor who saves my life.
Wait, I'm sorry. Tell it one more time.
No,
okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't. I'm moving on. This is a story of a preacher who got up one Sunday and announced to his congregation, I have good news and bad news. The good news is we have enough money to pay for our new building program. The bad news is it's still sitting out there in your pockets.
Oh, damn. That's cold.
Okay, I got to wrap this up. It's coming to the close of coming to the close of the hour. I hope everybody enjoyed. I know we did. And hope you had a good time. Be sure and join tomorrow, Monday, for LNB at 8 p.m. tomorrow night. And what is the show about, Brenda? Can you give us a quick synopsis real quick?
It's Wolf Paranormal Investigations, and we're going to be interviewing them. And they're going to tell us about their activities and share some of the investigation, I guess, maybe, information. So we should be interviewing the members, and so you can call in and ask questions of a paranormal team, a real live one that's out of Canada. And so it'll be interesting to speak to them, and they'll do the interview, and then there'll be time to actually ask questions. So.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, we're looking forward to that. Okay, so everybody, see you tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on LNB on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you, Chabonet. Thank you, Brenda.
Oh, wait, Ms. Linus, what about the rest of your shows this week?
Okay, my time was up.
Sorry.
On Tuesday, Tuesday is Bring Your Own Brilliance. That's Brenda. Brenda, what are you doing Tuesday?
BYO Brilliance will be the brilliance of taking steps towards your fear. And Wednesday is, and that's going to be at 6 p.m., folks. We're at 6 p.m. now. So Pacific Daylight Time.
Okay.
Okay.
Wednesday is psychic readings at 3 p.m., Thursday is Filmcology, and Brenda, what are you discussing on Filmcology this week?
Filmcology, we're going to discuss the prequel to the Alien series, which is Prometheus, and we have a new time frame on Thursday, folks. It will be 4 p.m. on Thursday afternoon, Pacific Daylight Time. So if you're Mountain Standard Daylight Time, then you're going to want to pop in at 5, and on East Coast, you could pop in at 7.
Okay, and Thursday is Traffic Jam Fridays, which is music
by Linus.
Friday,
Friday, Linus.
Friday.
What did
I say, Thursday?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. Friday is Traffic Jam Fridays for 30 minutes. It begins at 3 o'clock Pacific time, and it's all music. And Saturday, is Time to Love with Lydia. And I don't know what her subject matter is about. Do you, Brenda, for this Saturday?
I actually do not. I don't remember. I haven't seen it set up yet. So, but
okay.
It'll be about love.
For sure. So be sure and tune in on Saturday for Time to Love, 3 p.m. Mountain Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern. And that's the wrap-up. That's the lineup, I should say, for the week. So thank you again for joining us. And have a good week. Smile at somebody and share the love as you go along.